Welcome in the Locked On Phillies. The Phils have a dangerous stretch coming up. The road gets a lot harder for them than it was during their hot streak. Can they stay hot? I'll break down what I think on today's Locked On Phillies.
You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, this is Locked On Phillies. I'm your host, Connor Thomas. Been talking Phils baseball for years over on 97.5 The Fanatic on the radio. Now happy to be with you here as your host of Locked On Phillies. And I want to thank you for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, it's where the game starts. So, we all know what the Philadelphia Phillies did last week. They had an off day yesterday. First off, I got to apologize. I haven't talked to you guys in a couple days. Been having some issues. I've got like a popcorn kernel stuck in my mouth that's gotten infected. I don't want to go into too much of the details there because it's not a good situation. I'm getting taken care of tomorrow, but it's just been a rough couple of days for the mouth here. But I'll be all right. Anyway. We do have to recap what happened with the Washington Nationals series. The Phillies went 4 of 5 down there in Washington. They went 4-1. That's exactly where I put them when I talked about it on the morning show, the John Kikaj show over on 97.5 The Fanatic. I said they go 4-1. I'm good with that. It's hard to sweep a team in 5 games. It's hard to sweep a team in 4 games. And the Phillies, they fought their way to 4 wins out of 5 in Washington. You can't be upset with the effort. And the Sunday game that they ended up losing on Father's Day that was only on Peacock, which I hate the games that are only on streaming services. Drives me insane. Like, if you want to put them on a streaming service to see how many people you could reach through that, sure. But to only make it available through that is restricting access to so many people who want to watch their teams. I never understand the philosophy behind that. Forcing people to have to do something doesn't always, actually, I'd really say rarely, results in more people wanting to use that thing. So that's just how I feel about it. Anyway, the Phils are back on normal TV tonight when they take on the Texas Rangers in Texas. We'll talk about that series in segment number 2 today and what to expect from a short 2-game stint in Texas at Globe Life Park. But Globe Life Field? Globe Life Park? We'll go with Globe Life Park. Did I say FARC? Gold Life Field. Not the combination of park and field, F-A-R-K. No, okay. Wherever, the Texas Rangers Stadium. But going back to the National Series and specifically that game or the series-ending game, you know, you just run into bad games sometimes. We saw it in the final game against the Arizona Diamondbacks, 13-1 loss. We saw it this past Sunday. Well, you might have seen it if you have Peacock. But the only real issue that came out, two issues that came out of Sunday's game, was Zach Eflin struggled early again. Rob Thompson said after the game that it was not his knee, that his knee's fine. So all we have to believe is he's just in a string of starting very slowly. And this one, it just, he didn't have a chance to even bounce back really in this one. Corey Knebel is unthrowable at this point. I don't know if he's still injured. I don't know if he needs to be like just taken off this team in general. But that's another bullpen arm. It's not good that you just cannot throw in any situation. He's awful right now. Maybe their worst arm out of the bullpen, including my favorite, Jeris Familia. But he's unthrowable, and that basically restricts your high-leverage innings to Jose Alvarado. Not an awesome option, but it'll work. Connor Brogdon, still unproven, but looks like he has potential. Sir Anthony Dominguez, great stuff. Nasty, should be the closer. And Brad Hand, who has had a great season. But to have only 4 guys you can throw out there, when you play like 7 games in 7 days, that makes it tough to have good bullpen performances day in and day out, and it makes it harder to put streaks together. We'll just have to keep an eye on it and see what it happens. There's no alarm to be raised about the Phillies bullpen right now that hasn't already been raised, but just that was one of my bigger takeaways from the game in Washington. But some things they did in the series well, just looking back over the course of the 4 games. Man, they fought against adversity. they had plenty of times where they went down late where they could have just laid down and died. And earlier this year, this Phillies team would have. They fought through it. Big-time heroes. You got big home runs from Matt Vierling, Jairo Munoz, like big plays in the field by Alec Bohm that you don't expect to happen. It was a very, very encouraging series for people who think that, oh, well, in order for the team to be really good, they're going to have to be really good top to bottom, not just the stars, but the guys who are the fringe players. Those are the guys that make teams exceptional as opposed to just good. And the Phillies had plenty of flashes of that against the Washington Nationals. And I know there's someone out there who doesn't enjoy fun and wants to find a reason to not like this team winning. They're going to say, oh, but it's the Nationals. They stink. And you're not wrong that they stink, but they're still a major league team. This is not a team that throws guys out there that totally don't belong in the major league level. Some of the guys in the middle of this lineup, Nelson Cruz, Josh Bell, Juan Soto, of course, who's still one of the best hitters on planet Earth. Like, there are some dangerous guys still on this team. Paolo Espino, Patrick Corbin. They may not be having the best years of their career, but those are guys that can throw a little bit. Now, I don't like that the guy, Tatro, that they faced on Sunday had a 15 ERA coming in, and the Phillies only were able to muster 3 runs total in the game. I don't love that, but it's one of those things where eventually you're going to have an off night. No one wins them all. Even the Yankees, who are on an unbelievable stretch right now, they've won 50 games already. They've lost 17, but hey, they've lost 17. That's think about it. That's about a game a week or more for the New York Yankees as we get into the season. Like, every once in a while you run into a loss, regardless of how hot you are. You just kind of got to live with it. But I've got no issues with the Phillies dropping the series-ending game. What I do have issues with is how the schedule looks coming up. It gets more difficult. And the stretch that the Phillies were on came against the Diamondbacks, the Nationals, the Marlins, the Angels, who were streaking in the wrong direction, losing games, the Brewers, who were also streaking in the wrong direction, losing games. Well, now, you got a tough week ahead of you. And this week, is going to show me, well, is this Phillies team legitimately a juggernaut? Can they just stay hot and rip through teams that are really, really talented? Or are they what we kind of thought they were when they were built? A team that's going to be around the middle of the pack, probably upper middle of the pack, and is going to have a chance to get in as a wild card team. We'll take a look. We'll find out. The good news is we find all of these things out in time, and we'll discuss it next as we preview this series with the Texas Rangers and what's going to go on the rest of the week for the Phillies. All right, let me tell you about this product I use literally every day. It's Athletic Greens, AG1. It's awesome. When I have weekends like this past one where I'm not feeling as healthy as I should be, I have an issue with like a mouth infection and stuff like that, I gotta imagine I'd be feeling significantly worse if I wasn't drinking Athletic Greens every day to help keep my body in good shape, to help keep my immune system in good shape, to just keep me healthy in general. When you take Athletic Greens, it's just one scoop in water. You drink it. It's easy to do. It's easy to do every morning. You can do it in the afternoon, whatever. But it's a very simple process. And you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, probiotics, adaptogens, whole food source superfoods, minerals, all of that good stuff, all just in that one little scoop. It helps you start your day right, and it digests perfectly because it's a special blend that goes right to your nervous system, your gut health, your immune system, energy, everything you think, well, man, I wish I felt a little better in that area. Athletic Greens does all of it. For me, I wake up at 4 a.m. every day to do morning radio. It helps me keep my energy levels up, and Athletic Greens is a climate-neutral certified company. They purchase carbon credits that support protecting old growth rainforest. So they do good for the planet. They do good for you. There's no reason not to love Athletic Greens. And it's a product that really works. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/MLB network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/MLB network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, it's a big stretch for the Philadelphia Phillies coming up. It's a big stretch for the Philadelphia 76ers as well. Let me tell you a little bit about something we're doing at Locked On real quick. One live NBA draft show is not enough for Locked On. The entire NBA channel is going live on NBA Draft Night. So if you have a favorite NBA team, like the Philadelphia 76ers, make sure you just subscribe now to their Locked On YouTube channel so you get notified when they go live on NBA Draft Night. It's Devon Givens. It's Keith Pompey. If you know anything about Philadelphia basketball, those two names, well, they're synonymous with greatness, and they'll be going live to talk NBA draft to cover everything that happens with the Sixers, the 23rd pick, and if they trade it, if they use it for someone that could help them, if they make a bigger move with like a Tobias Harris moving, all of that. You're going to want to be locked in to the live NBA Philadelphia 76ers, Locked On Sixers show, or just the NBA shows in general if you're a fan of another team. It's a great thing that Locked On is doing as they get ready for the NBA draft over there on the NBA side. But of course, where our focus lies, we're looking at this next stretch for the Philadelphia Phillies. And tonight, man, a tough, tough matchup for the Phils when you look at the pitching matchup. Kyle Gibson goes for the Phillies, who's been solid this year. You'd like him to be a little bit more consistent, but Kyle Gibson has had a solid season for what you're paying him, for where he's at in the rotation, being the number three guy. Cool with that. The issue is the guy he lines up against, Martin Perez, has a 2.1 ERA this year. He's 4-2, 65K, so he doesn't strike out a bunch of guys, but there is an argument based on his start that he is a top candidate for American League Cy Young so far this year. He's certainly in the conversation at this point in the season, and something you didn't really see for the Texas Rangers coming if you looked at them this offseason. You looked at a team that acquired Marcus Semien and Corey Seager this offseason, threw a bunch of money at them to try and jumpstart the back end of their rebuild that they're currently in, or that the team feels that they're in. And the strength of the team was supposed to be offense, like a kind of a Philadelphia Phillies light, if you will. But, well, what they've done is they found Martin Perez in a great year, and it really helps them compete when he's on the mound. The Phillies, unfortunately, only two games in Texas, and they happen to run up against Perez for the second time this year. We'll see how it goes. I don't love the Phillies' chances tonight because of that, but you never know. This is another one where we talked about the dangerous stretch. I'm going to see if the Philadelphia Phillies can prove that they are a team that deserves to be in the stratosphere that we thought they're in. What they won, like 12 of 14, 13 of 15. We'll get a good look tonight. The matchup predictor on ESPN has a 52.9% chance of the Rangers winning this one, 47.1% then for the Phillies to take the victory tonight. And you look at some of the top bats. Well, Corey Seager has come around, home runs wise at least. He's got 15 for the Texas Rangers. Nathaniel Lowe batting .274 to lead the team. Now, it's lower than obviously the Phillies' top guys, Bryce Harper batting .326, but they've got some guys who can swing it a little bit. And Adolis Garcia is up to 45 RBIs. That's only three behind what Bryce Harper has to lead the Phillies. The Rangers' offense has started to wake up. I mean, that happens when the weather heats up, especially down in Texas. The ball flies down there. It flies at the Texas Rangers Park. It flies in Houston for the Astros. I mean, those are teams that their power numbers go up when the weather goes up. Most teams have that happen, of course. And it's something to keep an eye on with Kyle Gibson, who's got to be focused. And he's given up a total of 7 home runs this year, 5 more than Martin Perez. Got to keep the ball in the yard down there, but a hitter's park. A pitcher's park. So we'll see how that affects the Phillies' offense as well. That's just tonight's game, though. Listen to this stretch they have coming up to finish out the week. Now, the nice thing, quick aside, the Phillies have an off day every single week until the All-Star break. So that's good. They'll get a day off every single week, which means guys should continue to get rested. It should make the stretch a little bit easier for them. But after they see Martin Perez, they face John Gray in the series ender in Texas, a little two-game set, but they have Zach Wheeler go. Nice. But I'd rather, honestly, have someone else go, because then you have a four-game series against the San Diego Padres, who are the hottest team in baseball right now. They're unbelievable. And even though Manny Machado went down with an ankle injury, and it seems like he'll be out for a little bit, that team's still dangerous. Suarez, Nola, Eflin, and Gibson are the four arms that go in that order for Philly. Gord Martinez, Blake Snell, Yu Darvish are the four for San Diego. And that's out there in San Diego. That's going to be a tough series, man. That's what I'm talking about when I say dangerous stretch. You see an AL Cy Young candidate, another game in Texas that'll be we'll see. But you have Zach Wheeler, but then you have four against Tough, and then you have Atlanta after an off day Monday for three. If San Diego's not the hottest team in baseball, Atlanta could also have a claim to that title. So, the Phillies, they're going to prove a lot about themselves over this next week and change stretch. It's a dangerous stretch. It's not as easy as the schedule is going to be the rest of the way. And this is kind of like, okay, well, you got warmed up playing bad opponents. Now you're going to play some good ones. Let's see if you can use that momentum and carry it over to teams that you shouldn't necessarily be beating. A lot of fun stuff to look into this week. Going to be a lot that we learn about this team, this lineup, and everything. Johan Camargo called back up off of the 10-day injured list, so he's good. So that gives them a little more optionality in the infield. And, hey, we'll see. We'll see what the Phillies do. Your guess is as good as mine. And coming up, well, we got to get off the poll in. I'm going to ask you for your guess. I'll explain exactly what I mean as we wrap up today's episode of Locked On Phillies. All right, let me tell you about BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. You can find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup Finals still going on with Colorado facing off against Tampa Bay. A great series there with Tampa trailing 1-2. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information. They've got live betting, esports, and scores. So when the Phillies, they go down 3-2 against the Washington Nationals, you bet the Phillies live and you bet the money line, you could get some money there. It's nice. Live betting is awesome. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. All right, let's do off the poll. If you're not familiar with off the poll, what it is I come up with a poll question to put on our social media, on our Twitter accounts, at @LO_Phillies and at ConnorThomas975, which you can see down there under my name if you're watching on YouTube right now. It's a little play on words like off the foul pole is a home run, off the pole, asking the question. It's a fun way to get your input on some things that I'm thinking about when it comes to the Phillies and see what the average fan is thinking. So, like I said, you got a tough stretch for this next week. Tuesday to Sunday, two games against Texas, four games against San Diego, and I want to know how you think the Philadelphia Phillies are going to fare. Now, we're going to say, how many games will the Philadelphia Phillies win of the next six? Because I can only have four options on the Twitter poll. So there's going to be options are two games or less, meaning they only win two of the six games. Three, four, five games, or no, three, four, and then five or more. I knew I was doing something wrong. So two games or less, three games, which would be an even 6-6 split, four games, meaning they'd win more than they lose, or five plus, which would be an exceptional week. I'm just interested to see, with a tougher stretch coming up, what you guys think. So it'll be worded, with a tough stretch coming up, two games in Texas and four games in San Diego, how many games do the Philadelphia Phillies win this week? Again, two or less, three, four, or five or more. And I'll see. And we'll also take a look back at this one. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow when I get your responses on tomorrow's episode. I'm also going to revisit it on the off day so we can see what you guys, just shortly, to see if the consensus pick was the right pick. A little fun future telling. You get a chance to be soothsayers out there. So I think that'll be a fun little exercise for off the poll for this week. And we'll go ahead and we'll see how the Phillies end up doing. But that's all I've got for you for today's Locked On Phillies episode. Big game tonight against the Rangers. Got to stay up about an hour later, an 8 o'clock start on this one because they're in that central time. But it'll be worth staying up for it because you see a premier pitching matchup with Martin Perez on the mound. Kyle Gibson hopefully gives us what we want. And the Phillies, maybe they pull out the win against a tough pitching opponent. But I want to thank you again for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. Now, the first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have been made. I told you about the live show. Well, search now for the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft and get over 50 insiders, the Odyssey sports experts, and the draft experts of Locked On NBA Big Board. The 5-episode Ultimate NBA Mock Draft is underway, so make Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen today. Get ready for what the Sixers could be doing with the 23rd overall pick, or if you're a fan of another team, figure out what your favorite team is going to do. Again, that's all the time I have. Thank you for listening today. Make sure you follow, rate, review, subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts on YouTube. Just continue to bump those numbers up. It continues to help us put together better and better content because we know what you like. We know what you don't. So go ahead and definitely give us that feedback. Really appreciate it. And that's all I've got for you today. I will talk to you following Phillies Rangers game one tomorrow.